This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that India is not in the mood to stop today and will neither pause nor slow down. Speaking at a summit organized by a private media house, Mr. Modi said 140 crore Indians will move forward together with full momentum. He pointed out that as the world faces various roadblocks and speed breakers, it is only natural to talk about an unstoppable India.
बीते 11 वर्षों में भारत ने हर आशंका को ध्वस्त किया है, हर चुनौती को पस्त किया है। आज भारत अब फ्रेजाइल 5 से बाहर निकलकर टॉप 5 इकोनॉमीज में से एक बन गया है। आज इन्फ्लेशन 2% से नीचे है और ग्रोथ रेट 7% से ज्यादा है। आज चीप से लेकर शीप तक चारों तरफ आत्मनिर्भर भारत, आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ भारत है।
Mr. Modi said the entire world today sees India as a reliable, responsible and resilient partner. The Prime Minister extended Diwali greetings to everyone as well. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan strengthens the spirit of public participation by empowering Gram Sabhas and community-led institutions. She stated that through meaningful participation of the tribal society, national policy can be influenced and schemes can be made more effective. The President addressed the National Conclave on the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan in New Delhi today. She also presented awards to the best performing states, districts, blocks and integrated tribal development agencies. She added that the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan was launched with the transformative vision of making every tribal village self-reliant and a proud village. The president highlighted tribal traditions remind us that development must be in harmony with nature. She said, this campaign aims to ensure that tribal communities participate in the nation's development journey and that the benefits of development reach all tribal areas and people.
आज इसीलिए गवर्नमेंट ने ये आदि कर्मयोगी योजना शुरुआत किए हैं। मुझे लगता है इसी से आज जो हम सपने देख रहे हैं ये 2047 तक देश को हम एक विकसित राष्ट्र बनाने के लिए उनका भी सहयोग होना चाहिए, क्योंकि आज 10 से 15 करोड़ आदिवासी जो पिछड़े हो गए उनको भी साथ में लेना चाहिए, और केवल साथ में लेना चाहिए नहीं, उनको भी सिखाना चाहिए, वो भी खुद आगे बढ़ना चाहिए।
The President expressed confidence that the Tribal Action Framework will play a vital role in the development of the tribal people and the country. The President stated that the government has rapidly expanded infrastructure in tribal areas and residential schools and scholarship programs have been established to integrate the tribal youth into the mainstream. The nomination process for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections concluded this evening. In this phase, polling will be held on the 6th of November for 121 assembly constituencies across 18 districts. Scrutiny of nomination papers will take place tomorrow and candidates can withdraw their nominations until Monday. Meanwhile, election campaign for assembly elections has intensified in the state. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed a public rally in Taraiya in Saran district today. Addressing a gathering, Mr. Shah praised Chief Minister Nitish Kumar for restoring law and order in the state over the last two decades. The Home Ministry has ordered a judicial inquiry in connection with circumstances leading to serious law and order situation, police action and resultant death of 4 individuals in Leh. The incident occurred on the 24th of last month after a serious law and order situation was created in Leh town. On to sports now. In badminton, top seed Tanvi Sharma has advanced to the women's single semi-finals of BWF World Junior Championships in Guwahati, ensuring a medal for India. Tanvi Sharma thrashed Japan's Saki Matsumoto in a hard-fought quarter-final contest. And India defeated host Malaysia by 2-1 in the final pool stage match today to progress to the final of the Sultan of Johor Cup men's hockey tournament in Johor, Malaysia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.